Hello and welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Crisp and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Let's begin by praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Today, I will be reading from John chapter 1, verses 29 through 42 from the NIRV. Hear the word of the Lord. The next day, John saw Jesus coming toward him. John said, "Look, the Lamb of God. He takes away the sin of the world. This is the one I was talking about. I said, a man who comes after me is more important than I am. That's because he existed before I was born. I did not know him. But God wants to make it clear to Israel who this person is. That's the reason I came baptizing with water." Then John told them, "I saw the Holy Spirit come down from heaven like a dove. The Spirit remained on Jesus. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'You will see the Spirit come down and remain on someone. He is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit. I have seen it happen. I am a witness that this is God's chosen one.'" The next day, John was there again with two of his disciples. He saw Jesus walking by. John said, "Look, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, so they followed Jesus. Then Jesus turned around and saw them following. He asked, "What do you want?" They said, "Rabbi, where are you staying?" Rabbi means teacher. "Come," he replied, "you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying. They spent the rest of the day with him. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Andrew was Simon Peter's brother. Andrew was one of the two disciples who had heard what John had said. He had also followed Jesus. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon. He told him, "We have found the Messiah." Messiah means Christ, and he brought Simon to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You'll be called Cephas." Cephas means Peter or rock. I wonder what it would have felt like to have your name changed by Jesus, like Peter did. As we wrap up our time together each day, we want to say a liturgy together. Liturgy is a fancy word that means a public show of prayer or worship. A lot of times liturgies are said together during worship, kind of like how we say the Lord's Prayer together each week at Highland. Our liturgy words come from the blessing words that we use at Highland. I will say a line, then you repeat it back to me. Eventually, we will have it all memorized. May my eyes see people as God does.
May my eyes see people as God does.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my ears hear God's voice.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my mouth speak God's truth.
May my heart know God's love.
May my heart know God's love.
May my hands serve others.
May my hands serve others.
And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Friends, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.